ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Happy Monday to you. I'm Craig Mitch along with David Maddock. We got you here for the next hour. We've got our Baltimore Ravens fantasy football preview coming up. Very excited each day to give you a look at each team here on Sports Grid and on Fantasy Sports Today. We'll cover a little news and notes as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. Of course, we got fantasy or reality. But Davis, we've covered Arizona. We've covered Atlanta. People can watch those on demand over at sportsgrid.com. And today we continue on with a team in the AFC, as we're going to look at the Baltimore Ravens today. So looking forward to doing that with you here on the show.
Yeah, I mean, look, Craig, you know, this is prime time for me. I am loving all of this going on. We are now 30 days away to the first game of the NFL season. Our first, not our first preseason game, Hall of Fame game stunk. But our first weekend of preseason games is going to be this weekend. And I think we're going to see some starters out there. It's actually kind of changed. So in the past, week three used to be the dress rehearsal, right? But with these teams, you know, with the practice rules changing and everything, they actually want to see the guys get some live fire right now so they can kind of know what they need to work on. They can gauge comfortability in the offense. So I think we'll see a couple series of, you know, Mahomes will be out there. The Giants will run some of their, you know, these teams with new head coaches. I think we're going to see, you know, some real guys play this weekend.
Yeah, you're right. Week three of the NFL preseason is now week four. So nobody plays anymore in week three. And week two is sort of the dress rehearsal where the guys play the first half. So you're right. It's coming quick and it's coming this weekend. And naturally, good sign, by the way, if some players don't play, because that means that they really want them for next week too. All right, let's get to our headlines here as we start the show today. One of the stories this weekend that was hot, it percolated a little bit, and now it seems like it's simmered. Kareem Hunt of the Cleveland Browns did request a trade. The Browns front office has said basically they are not dealing him. So I don't know, Davis, your thoughts on that. We'll get that in a minute. The Dodgers, yeah, they took a look at the Padres, Davis, and were like, we're still the Dodgers. And they swept this weekend. Jacob DeGrom, in his second start back, struck out 12 Mets. It looks like at this point the Mets are the NL East future champions. They just look way too good right now. No disrespect to Atlanta at all. I think they'll be formidable in the playoffs, but wow, the Mets just really look like the team to beat in the NL. And OU coach Cale Gundy resigns over some comments that he made previously. Now going to be basically on the unemployment line for some previous comments. No doubt OU will move on from him. We found that out last night. All right, so we'll hit on baseball here a little bit, but let's go to Kareem Hunt, who is still young. He is 27, if I'm not mistaken, Davis. He still can be a primary running back on a lot of other teams. I'm guessing that's kind of what he saw. Like, he saw a lot of other guys getting their bag and, you know, wants a bigger bag, wants probably more a share of the load. the indication that we're sort of getting is that I guess he was told that it's just a straight, you know, Chubb show with Hunt getting some carries, which is kind of what he's been the last couple of years. But it's interesting that Kareem Hunt isn't really in like the driver's seat here. Remember, he was suspended for a period of time too, and is sort of rebuilding his reputation. I guess I just feel this will be his last year in Cleveland. Does that sound accurate?
Well, I think his agent is correctly reading the tea leaves that Deshaun Watson is going to be suspended. And that puts Cleveland in a situation where they are going to be in trouble with the cap, because they're probably going to want to acquire a quarterback of some, you know, non-Jacoby Brissett quality if, in fact, Deshaun Watson is out. And Kareem Hunt can be traded or cut without a salary cap penalty due to the way the Browns structured his contract. You know, this is one of those things where the NFL is very different from other major league sports. We talked about this with the Seattle wide receivers. You know, would totally make sense for them to move on for Lockett, but Lockett's going to cost like $47 million against the cap to be moved, right? So Kareem Hunt's contract works the opposite way, where the Browns are going to save money moving off of it. And I think Kareem Hunt's agent is like, hey, one, I don't want to play 16 games with Jacoby Brissett. No, thank you. I'd rather go play somewhere good. And it actually makes sense for the Browns to move on from him and save some money if, in fact, Deshaun Watson is not playing for them this season.
Yeah, no, interesting. And you're right, because with that appeal that happened after we got off the show on Friday from the NFL, it does look like they're searching for a full year suspension. And in the end, the NFL will determine the final suspension despite appeals. Roger Goodell does have that final card to play if he chooses. We also found out on Friday, in case you missed it, that Goodell is not going to hear the hearing personally. It's going to be somebody that he appoints, and we should get some clarity on that this week also as far as that is concerned. So I think that's a fair point by you. Davis, also real quick, I think we learned a lot in baseball, honestly, this weekend. I don't want to make too much of it, but the Dodgers are still the Dodgers. Even without Kershaw, they still, to me, are the team to beat in the NL. But I guess I have to shift my thinking with the Mets a little bit, Davis. Way too impressive for me just to ignore what's going on there in New York. They look really good.
Yeah, you know, the Mets look good, but I think the bigger story is the Dodgers. A lot of people got very excited about the Padres' acquisition of Juan Soto. Remember, Tatis, still not back, says he's going to be back in a couple weeks. We'll see. But, you know, and again, like we said with the Soto acquisition, yeah, huge move, but Juan Soto is, you know, in his early 20s. Like, the Padres cannot win the World Series this year, and it can still be, you know, a really good decision for them to have.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Acquired Juan Soto, but yeah, the Kings are still the Kings with the Dodgers for sure. They are still at the top of the mountain for me.
Yep, Yankees also struggling this weekend against the St. Louis Cardinals. Boy, they look good as well. All right, lots happening in sports naturally. Our fantasy football season previews continue team by team. Today, we take a closer look at the Baltimore Ravens, who for fantasy purposes are going to look very different than they did a year ago. You would assume Lamar Jackson will be better, but who's their running back for them? We'll talk about that next on Go Away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Just a quick reminder for those of you who are not watching our show every day because you have other things to do, I totally get it. We are archiving all of our fantasy football previews over on our YouTube channel at Sports Grid and also over on sportsgrid.com each day. Davis and I, Davis is going to be on vacation for a bit, so it'll be George. We're going to go through George Kurtz. We're going to go through every team and give you the average draft position for every single team and every player that's being drafted in fantasy football this season and give you our opinion and where you could potentially look to see them drafted come fantasy football draft day. So before we get to the average draft position, Davis, on the Baltimore Ravens, let's do our kind of, you know, broad view, real quick summary here. Ravens were another, they're good every year, okay? So the Ravens were good again last year, but offensively they took a little bit of a step back. They, Lamar Jackson, you know, certainly couldn't have the year that he had last year. Maybe people expected that, but he could not. And he took a little bit of a step back. They lost two of their key running backs early in the training camp, and then in the offseason, they decided that Hollywood Brown was expendable. And so naturally, let's kind of get into where you think they sort of stand here. Do you think that they're as good as they were 2 years ago, a little bit better than last year, somewhere in between? How are you feeling going into the year with them?
Oh, I mean, I think they're going to be great. I think they are going to win the division. I have big expectations for them. The first one being, I mean, they got so unlucky in close games last year. You know, this was a big talking point. Remember, you know, they were really aggressive going for it on fourth downs. They went for two to win a game after time had already expired. In the week 13 game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, they score a last minute touchdown. They go for two. They don't get it. They lost a close game to the Browns, another 1 point game to the Packers, another 1 point game to the Rams, and then an overtime loss in week 18 to the Steelers again. So this was the team that went 8-9-0. I mean, they could have won 13 games, right? Just because, I mean, they lost a combined four games by 5 points. So, you generally would expect that margin to at least normalize year over year. And then also remember, Craig, not only did they lose their top two running backs, they lost their top three running backs. Justice Hill also tore his Achilles in the preseason. Mm-hmm. So the three guys who had played running back for them the year before, none of them played. They had, again, another crazy game. I had even forgot they were winning that week one Monday Night Football game against the Raiders, and then they call the zero blitz, and Zay Jones scores the game-winning touchdown in overtime. I mean, what an insane season the Ravens had. I'd kind of even forgot. Lamar did take a step back in terms of efficiency. Obviously, he was still great for fantasy when he was out there. I think the big problem this team had was they are the run-heaviest team in the NFL, and they didn't trust any running back all year. They were, you know, they started out with Tyson Williams. Tyson Williams blows a pass block and gets Lamar blown up. They bench him. They're bringing in Devonta Freeman. They're using Latavius Murray. Le'Veon Bell shows up. Like, it was just a nightmare season, just a true nightmare season for the Ravens. I believe five of their top six defensive backs spent time on the IR last year. Mm-hmm. So pretty much, I'm just wiping off 2021. I'm just not even remembering 2021 for the Ravens.
Yeah, fair enough. Let's throw that graphic up with the ADP of all the players. Let me go through this for everyone again so they know going into their draft where this stands in the NFFC. Lamar Jackson is essentially a fourth-round pick. Remember, last year Lamar Jackson was one of the highest quarterbacks drafted in fantasy in a decade. His ADP last year was like in the 20s, I think. It is 51 this year. J.K. Dobbins, you're getting no discount there. His ADP is 52. Mark Andrews is the first Raven drafted off the board at tight end at 22. Rashad Bateman has seen a huge jump in his ADP from last year to 89. Devin Duvernay, interesting, is 116. I wouldn't have guessed that. And then Gus Edwards is 158. So let's go through this player by player. Let's start, let's rewind and then get back to Jackson here for a minute. So after that unbelievable game that he had, I'll never forget that, Davis, against Miami here in South Florida, where he just torched the Dolphins, and then we got all those accusations, really where it all started with the tanking, right? Like, that's kind of where it began, when the Ravens just blew him out, and then Lamar had that MVP season. How much of that do you think was him being hurt? How much of that was the running backs being hurt? Because if he's somewhere in between 20 and 21, then he's being drafted way too low as far as his ADP is concerned this year.
I mean, Lamar is probably one of the three quarterbacks in fantasy who you would need to have to you know, be a league winner, right? So I think it's Josh Allen. If Josh Allen scores like 14 rushing touchdowns a la Cam Newton, he will help you win your league. If Patrick Mahomes at his cost right now in the fifth round throws for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns, you'll need him to win your league. And honestly, if Lamar can just not even his MVP season, but if Lamar can play like he did in 2020, he played 15 games, he had 26 passing touchdowns, only 2,700 passing yards, but he led the NFL in yards per carry. He had 1,000 rushing yards and 7 touchdowns. I mean, it's really hard to overstate how much having a quarterback who can just put 40 up on the board for you in any given week can help you in fantasy. And, you know, I mean, I definitely do think they are going to miss the presence of Marquise Brown. He's a great player. But I also think Rashad Bateman is probably a better and more complete wide receiver. And, you know, a huge amount of responsibility in this offense is going to fall on the shoulders of Mark Andrews, who was very good in 2019, took a step back in 2020. And then last year, obviously, I mean, he had two of the five highest fantasy point games from a tight end ever of all time. But funnily enough, neither of those games came with Lamar at quarterback. One of them was with Tyler Huntley. One of them was with Josh Johnson. But I am all on board taking Lamar. I mean, the ability to get a guy who, I mean, you know, it's the same reason we take Trey Lance. Even if Lamar doesn't have a great throwing season, and I do anticipate him to continue to improve as a passer. But, I mean, if he just runs hot on touchdowns, you know, instead of 7 rushing touchdowns, he has 10 or 11 rushing touchdowns. He is just so valuable. It's there's no one even close to him.
All right. So now let's move on to the running back position. And let's start with J.K. Dobbins, who essentially people are drafting like they did last year. He's going in the 4th round of a lot of drafts, a lot of 12-team league drafts. He didn't play a down last year. He was hurt in the preseason. If you look at his season 2 years ago, it's sort of hard to remember because, I mean, it's the NFL, and a year feels like 10 years. But Dobbins was really strong in the second half of 2020. He ended up with 9 touchdowns. But he's sort of being drafted like the primary running back in Baltimore. And under Harbaugh, at least recently, it does feel like he's gone to several running backs over the course of the season. So do you think that his ADP is fair where he's being taken? Or do you think that there's going to be a lot of Gus Edwards and maybe some others going into the season?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think his ADP is fair right now. The first reason is, you know, in years past, they've kind of had a third guy in there. For example, Dobbins' rookie year, 144 carries for Gus Edwards, 134 for J.K. Dobbins, but 72 carries for Mark Ingram as well. I don't really see a third guy on the roster right now. You know, could be Mike Davis, potentially. I believe Mike Davis is 32. So getting to that stage where he could be riding off into the sunset, they drafted Tyler Beatty out of Missouri in the 5th round. You know, maybe it could be him. But perhaps more importantly, the reports out of Ravens camp right now are that Dobbins is significantly ahead of where Gus Edwards is in terms of recovery from their injury. There was maybe a little bit of talk that Dobbins was going to have to start camp on the physically unable to perform list, but he's been practicing. And Gus Edwards is not practicing, not available to the team, and in fact, maybe even sounds like he is going to start the season on the designated for return IR list. Now, Dobbins might not be back for week one. Now, I think if he is back for week one and is even able to handle, let's say, 10, 15 touches in week one for the Ravens, I think his ADP will be far too low. You know, I mean, like, if I knew that Dobbins was healthy, I would take him ahead of David Montgomery. Would probably take him ahead of Breece Hall, you know, guys who are going 10, 15 spots ahead of him. Because, I mean,
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Seen this with all kinds of Ravens guys. It's just so easy to run when Lamar's your quarterback.
Yep, for sure. All right, let's take a quick break here on the show. When we come back, we will continue our preview of the Baltimore Ravens. We'll talk about Mark Andrews next. Stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to our fantasy football team preview of the Baltimore Ravens here on Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. Once again, let's take a look at some of the players being drafted in 12-team leagues in the top 200. Lamar Jackson's ADP is 51, about 4th round. Same with J.K. Dobbins. Mark Andrews, who we're going to get to here in a second, is 22. Rashad Bateman around the 7th, 8th round at 89. Devin Duvernay is a new name to the equation at 115. And then Gus Edwards at 158, so toward the end of your fantasy football draft. So naturally, the dynamic of when to take a tight end is always a fun conversation, Davis, to have. I have in the past preferred to have a good tight end. Obviously, if that guy gets hurt, it sort of derails your season. But I've always been of the opinion that if you're playing in a 12-team league with one quarterback and one tight end, and you take a top tight end, you're probably going to be playing against somebody who does not have one, which almost automatically gives you the advantage going into that week, every single week that you play. And Andrews last season not only was good with Lamar Jackson, but I think that I could probably make the point that he was just as good, if not better, with the other quarterback that they had in there in Tyler Huntley. And so a huge bounce back season from him last year. Two of the last 3 years, he's been a top three tight end in fantasy. Is there any chance that slows down, or is he being drafted fairly as well?
I mean, I definitely think you can make an argument that he is being drafted at his ceiling. So, for example, his biggest career game did come with Lamar at quarterback against the Indianapolis Colts, 11 receptions, 142 yards, and 2 touchdowns. The other massive game that he had against the Green Bay Packers, where he had 10 receptions, 136 yards, and 2 touchdowns, was Tyler Huntley. But probably the biggest difference for Mark Andrews last season wasn't that, you know, he magically became better. He wasn't really all that much more efficient. Mm-hmm. It was just that the Baltimore Ravens threw the ball far more often because of the guys who were in and out of the lineup. Lamar has never thrown over 400 times in his career. 40% of the Baltimore Ravens' passes last season were done in 5 games. So 40% of their passing attempts came in 5 games that were quarterbacked by Tyler Huntley and Josh Johnson. Last year was the first year of Mark Andrews' career where he got more than 98 targets. He had 153 targets, but his per-target efficiency, fantasy points per target, yards per target, touchdowns per target, all of that was either in line with his career norms, and in terms of touchdowns per target, actually worse than his career norms. So the question you have to ask yourself when drafting Mark Andrews in the back end of the second round is, are the Ravens going to throw that often? Is this going to be a season where Lamar gets to 500 passing attempts? You know, 500 passing attempts would be 104 more in a season than Lamar has ever thrown before. And from a, you know, from a game planning perspective, does it make sense for the Ravens to play that way? You know, I would argue probably not. You know, last season, not only did they have injuries on offense, but I mean, they had basically the worst defense, the worst passing defense in the NFL. The degree to which they were getting burnt on defense was kind of insane. You know, they gave up the 26th, or actually the 32nd. They were the dead worst defense in the NFL in terms of total passing yards allowed, and they were the 31st defense in terms of touchdowns allowed via the passing game. So if the Ravens' defense is better, Lamar is healthy, and the backfield is healthy, you kind of are painting a tough picture for how Mark Andrews gets to enough targets to be worth a second-round pick.
Yeah, no, that does make sense. And naturally, the Ravens, you're going to have some new targets this season, and the running backs are back. I think that those are all fair points for sure. One of those emerging targets last year toward the end that seems to still, you know, kind of, I don't know if it discounts the right word, but still TBD as far as what he could be, is Rashad Bateman, who was drafted very high by the Ravens a couple of years ago. It did take him some time to sort of get things going with the Ravens this past season. He ended up with 515 receiving yards, just 1 touchdown. Naturally, that's hard to come by. Ravens run near the goal line and they have Lamar Jackson. But with Marquise Brown out of the mix, how much does that bump Bateman up for the season?
I mean, I think it bumps Bateman up a lot. For example, Bateman right now is going lower than Marquise Brown did both his rookie and his second seasons. Now, Bateman was going lower, or Brown was going later last season because he had kind of disappointed in terms of health and everything like that. But Bateman, if we remember, was actually out injured at the beginning of his rookie season. He did not play until week 6 of the NFL season. And I mean, when you are injured in training camp, when you were injured in preseason as a wide receiver, I mean, wide receivers kind of take a little bit of time to get going anyway. Remember, for the first 3 games of Justin Jefferson's career, he was playing behind Olabisi Johnson. Like, sometimes we just don't see rookie wide receivers. A.J. Brown was playing behind, you know, all kinds of veteran guys in Tennessee. Like, it just takes wide receivers a little bit. And, you know, Bateman, I think, was pretty effective in the games that he did play. He didn't get to play a ton with Lamar. I think only half of his games were in there with Lamar. But, you know, just the way Bateman's, like, physical size allows him to play in a more diverse fashion than Marquise Brown. You know, Marquise Brown is 5'9", 180 pounds. Rashad Bateman is 6'2", 220. Like, he's a giant guy. He can be a big slot wide receiver. He can play outside. And, like, they're not going to have to take him off the field in kind of obvious running situations. So I'm pretty bullish on Rashad Bateman, who was a phenomenal player at Minnesota in college. You know, I mean, like, just unreal. 2,400 receiving yards in just a shade under 25 games, 19 touchdowns, super efficient per target, like, great college player. So I'm really in on Bateman.
Yeah, should be a really, I think, high-end possibility for them this season, especially if Jackson gets back to who he was a couple of years ago. Now, the other name that's popped up in fantasy is Devin Duvernay. The Ravens really didn't make a huge effort to upgrade the position, so Duvernay just kind of steps in and, you know, really, I mean, inconsistent, I guess that's probably the best way to put it. Didn't get a ton of opportunities, 272 receiving yards, 2 touchdowns. He's barely being drafted in fantasy leagues, so if Lamar Jackson ends up throwing 20 to 25 touchdowns this season, certainly Bateman could get some, and Andrews will get some too, but is there room for another receiver to be drafted on the Ravens this year?
I mean, I definitely think there is. So Duvernay was like kind of a limited time player last year. He has done some kick and punt returns. He actually led the NFL last season in yards per punt return, like was a really effective punt returner, super fast, ran a 4.39 coming out of Texas. Actually, his final year at Texas, he had 106 receptions, you know, was kind of their primary slot wide receiver. And that would be a really valuable role in this offense. If Devin Duvernay is able to kind of be the, you know, the jet motion, you know, pre-snap motion, getting some handoffs, returning some punts, like this team does desperately need some weapons, because look at some of the guys who have been playing on offense with Lamar in years past. You know, we've had the Chris Moores, the Willie Sneeds, right? They brought in Sammy Watkins last year and it's just all been kind of these veteran guys who don't really have much left in the tank, who aren't really special. They're kind of just out there because they know where to be and they run the right routes. But Duvernay might be kind of good, right? Duvernay is fast. He's agile. Maybe he's not a super polished wide receiver and that's why he hasn't been able to get on the field. But I am, consider me very intrigued by Devin Duvernay's skill set. And I think he is a pretty good pick when you have selected Lamar Jackson in some of these best ball drafts.
Okay, fair enough. With Duvernay, we'll see how he does. Now, as far as the usage of the running backs, we know the Ravens, as we've talked about, use several guys. And Mark Ingram in the past, and Le'Veon Bell last year in the past. And when J.K. Dobbins, I forget the order, I think J.K. Dobbins went down first. And then, boy, did Gus Edwards' best ball draft position change significantly for about a week, and then he went down. Naturally, Edwards is pretty much different than any other running back. He's like the north and south guy. You give them the ball on the goal line, he scores. But you had mentioned that he's a little bit behind Dobbins as far as his injury is concerned. So where would you take Edwards? Is he a draftable player in a 12-team league, or could you do better?
Yeah, I think right now he is probably not a draftable player, and I'm open to being wrong about that. So, you know, the latest reports from the Ravens are that he is behind Dobbins in terms of recovery. He is probably not going to play in week one. So that opens up room for Tyler Beatty. That opens up room for Justice Hill, who has been on this team forever. You know, I mean, Justice Hill, maybe he could go do the Samaje Perine thing where he's like totally useless and we don't hear from him for 4 years. And then, you know, Samaje Perine shows up with the Bengals and all of a sudden he's, you know, playing third downs in the Super Bowl, right? I mean, Samaje Perine is basically out of the league. Running backs can do this, right? It's just kind of one. CJ Anderson, right, gets cut from four teams and then is the lead running back for the Rams over Todd Gurley when they make the Super Bowl against the Patriots. Like, it's just crazy. Time. So I think, at running back, the best ability is availability. And if Gus Edwards is not available, I mean, we saw this last year, right? Plug in Latavius Murray, plug in Devonta Freeman, plug in Levy. It just doesn't matter because when you're playing with Lamar, you just have so much space to run. And if Tyler Beatty looks good, if Mike Davis looks good, if Justice Hill looks good, there is going to be no impetus from this team to be like, you know what, we got to get the ball to Gus Edwards, right? So I think it's a situation to avoid.
Okay. And then finally, before we go, are there any other late round dart throws that can be just rostered and stashed for this season, or have we talked about all the names on Baltimore?
No, I think there are some pretty positive reports on this guy, James Proche, who went to SMU. He was a slot wide receiver there, and it's kind of Proche versus Duvernay for that slot job. Now, Duvernay can play outside and Proche can't, but his final two seasons in college, he caught over 200 passes. So that's a pretty interesting skill set playing with Lamar, I think.
Okay, well, there you go. There's our Ravens preview. And if you missed any of it, just catch it on demand over on our YouTube page or over at sportsgrid.com. Coming up next, time for some fantasy or reality. So stay on the grid for that. We'll talk more fantasy football coming up next. So stay on the grid. We're back in just a couple minutes.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on SportsGrid. Craig Mitch, Davis Matic. You want to follow us on social media? Here's how you do it. Follow us on Twitter at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV for the latest news, notes, information, naturally the picks against the spread. That's important this upcoming season. And Davis, naturally, for all of our fantasy football content, which includes the upcoming preseason games this Thursday night. I know you have a lot of big events coming your way this weekend, but we got two preseason games coming in a little bit over 72 hours from now.
You know, I will be locked in to the bad football, you know, not so much. And again, I've said this before on the show, it's not really so much about how these guys play. I'm not really, you know, every once in a while you'll see like a Victor Cruz or a Miles Austin, right? Like someone who just plays really, really well in the preseason and that earns them a shot to make the 53-man roster. But mostly what I am looking for is who is playing with who. Is Isaiah Pacheco getting handoffs from Patrick Mahomes? You know, is Travis Etienne, you know, what's going on with him in the Jaguars offense? Who's playing slot wide receiver for, you know, team X, Y, or Z? Like, it's really more about who's getting first team reps, or more importantly, who is someone you liked who is, you know, playing in the third quarter with the ninth string camp arm quarterback, right? Because that definitely goes the other way too. And I, you know, we are pretty much beyond the point, Craig. I'm sure you remember this, where guys would rip off a long run. The one I remember is Amir Abdullah, the year he got drafted. I remember he scored like a 50-yard touchdown in the preseason, and his ADP, you know, shot up by like three rounds immediately, basically.
Was Barkley one of those too with the Giants? I feel like Barkley may have had one of those a couple of years ago. Maybe I'm wrong. But yeah, I totally am with you. And it all starts Thursday night, folks. We'll have it covered for you here on Sports Grid. All right, time to talk some more fantasy football here on the show. Here is Fantasy or Reality. All right, naturally, this time of the year, with training camps coming to a close and the preseason beginning, we're starting to get some real reports over the last week and a half of training camps, now that they've been open for, you know, about 2 weeks here. And, well, you know, we'll kind of go through it here. One of the players in particular that's getting a lot of accolades and using the words uncoverable, best in the game, getting comparisons to the season that Cooper Kupp had last year with the Rams, is Justin Jefferson of the Minnesota Vikings, who naturally is being taken in fantasy football drafts more or less in the first round or close to it. Had an unbelievable finish to his season last year. The question is, can he do even better this year? So I will ask you, Davis, fantasy or reality, Justin Jefferson will be the top scoring wide receiver in fantasy football this season?
Yeah, this one's close. I need to kind of talk my way through this one. So one thing that's actually kind of interesting, Craig, I don't know if you've been following this story about Matthew Stafford's elbow tendonitis, but you know, they're actually, I've been in a couple drafts. I was actually in one this morning where Justin Jefferson went ahead of Cooper Kupp in the draft I was doing. And I've seen that happen a couple times over the last few days as this Matthew Stafford story has come out. McVay was talking to the media on Saturday, and he said, you know, I breathed a sigh of relief after Stafford got through a full day of practice with, like, no protection or anything like that. I think you can't really differentiate between Kupp, Justin Jefferson, and Ja'Marr Chase. I think those guys are clearly the top three, and I really won't hear an argument for Diggs or Adams or anyone else like that. Yeah. I just feel like probability would indicate, though, that Jefferson's likely for another top five finish. I just don't know if Minnesota will be good enough on offense to give him a chance for, you know, the truly insane season. But we'll see. I got fantasy, but it's very, very close.
Yeah, it's because, look, you have fantasy taking him against everyone else in a fantasy reality question, so it's an easy fantasy. You're basically betting against the field. But for the purposes of this, I'll kind of go contrarian here. I'll say reality. I think that he does take that next step. I kind of see a Michael Thomas-type season happening, and I don't know. Like, how much does Adam Thielen have left? Like, I'm not really sure. And he suffered for some injuries over the last couple of years, too. Still a great receiver in the NFL, no question. I think Jefferson does take that leap. I think he'll be a top three pick in 2023 in fantasy football. For this year, I think that there is some upside there, but you're not getting any discount. Make no mistake about it. This is not like a Deebo Samuel or a DK Metcalf from 2 years ago or Samuel from last year. I got Jefferson being the number one guy at the end of the year. All right, now what happens this time of the year is content providers like Davis, like us, there are just, you know, they put out these columns and these articles about players that simply they will not take in fantasy football this season. And it's not just fantasy football. You could even use it in baseball. You could even use it in basketball. But there simply are just some players that you hear about this time of the year that people who do things like Davis and I do that say, we will not draft this player going into the season. Does that exist anymore with best ball? Does that exist anymore in the grand scheme of how we take players in fantasy sports? Let me ask Davis, fantasy or reality, you have a fantasy football do not draft list.
100%. Now, my do not draft list is going to be much smaller than the average person who's maybe doing, you know, home league with their buddies. Maybe they do one high stakes league, you know, a main event team or a football guys championship or something like that. I'm doing, like, it's mentally unhealthy, right? I'm doing, you know, 10 drafts a day. I'm in all these best ball leagues. I'm in all these manager leagues. Like, I'm not saying be like me, but there are some guys who I just won't take, right? Russell Gage, right? Russell Gage got up to be like a sixth, seventh round pick. No interest, right? Just not taking him there. Josh Jacobs in the sixth round. 0% of the time am I taking Josh Jacobs in the sixth round. Normally Derrick Henry is on this list, but there's been a couple times in this offseason where he's gone to the 15th, 16th pick in the second round, and I'll take him there because at the end of the day, you know, I don't want to completely lock myself out and, you know, just creating a good diversified portfolio of ADP values is good. But definitely there are some guys who just, it really doesn't matter the cost. I'm not taking them.
Yeah, I'm going to say fantasy. I don't have a list. I don't have specific players that I'm definitely not going to take, but I definitely have a fantasy football do not take based on categorization. So I will not take any hurt players. I won't do it. If a guy is going into the season and he's already hurt, I am just not taking that risk. And you've heard that narrative before. Well, I'll just wait, and then by week six, week seven, he'll be back. No, I don't do that. And then the other thing that I think that is the most underappreciated part of fantasy football would be, as an example, the DeAndre Hopkins types, the suspended players for a long time. I'm not talking about 2 weeks. I'm talking about 6 weeks, 8 weeks that it seems to me that never works out for your fantasy football team. Those guys always go too high. You're always waiting for that player to come back, and you have no idea what your team is going to look like by the time that happens. Certainly, you could be 5-1, you could be 6-0, and have the luxury of a player like that coming back. But for me, in a fantasy football league where you're essentially playing for 13 weeks or 14 weeks, usually 13, how can you possibly draft a player that's out for half the season and just hope that by the time that you get there, you're going to be able to use that player? So I don't have a list per se of names, but if a player is hurt going into the year, expected to miss time, he's off, and a player that's suspended for a long time. One or two games, a little different. Six-game suspension player, no thanks. The regular season is really important to me in fantasy football. So those players essentially would be my do not draft list. So I don't have players in particular. Okay, finally, we saw over the weekend, we've always loved talking about Pete Davidson here on Fantasy or Reality. We got the bad news, Davis, over the weekend. It is over between Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson. They are now friends. This is despite them dating for, it feels like, about a year, approximately, if I'm not mistaken, maybe a little bit less than that. Pete Davidson even got some tattoos of Kim Kardashian saying some things about her positively, obviously. And so naturally, we got to bring this up here on the show. What happens here from now? Does Pete just move on to the next highest profile woman out there, or do they get back together? Fantasy reality, Davis, your guess is as good as mine. Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson, after the breakup, will eventually get back together. Fantasy reality.
You know what? I got fantasy. Pete Davidson just seems to be pretty interested in these celebrity relationships. It keeps him in the headlines. He does stand-up. It gives him great stand-up material, right? Like, what is better stand-up material than 6 months spent inside of the Kardashian universe? I actually saw a great bit he did the other day about his short relationship with another pop star, yep, Ariana Grande, where he was like, yeah, you know, people were telling me that she didn't even know who I was and she was only doing it because X, and like, it's just this whole funny bit. I actually think he's pretty funny. I think maybe some people don't enjoy his bits, but I think he's pretty funny. And I liked both of his movies, Big Time Adolescence and King of Staten Island. I thought both of them were pretty funny. I would say the more likely reality is probably the other side of this, which is that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West get back together. You know, the driving force obviously being they have three children together. That tends to be a pretty big driver in, right, you know, relationships in general. But I got fantasy here. Pete will move on to another young starlet.
Yeah, I have fantasy here too. I guess that would be interesting to try and predict the next one. And I like Pete Davidson as well. He seems to have a pretty solid self-deprecating part about him where he just kind of knows who he is. But what I think, Davis, what has sort of happened here is his self-deprecation on the Ariana Grande and now the Kim Kardashian. I'm not a believer in that anymore, though. I think he knows exactly what he's doing now. Like, remember when he would say, I don't even know why Ariana Grande is dating me. I don't even know why Kim. I mean, I think at this point we got to rule those things out. Calculated. I don't know. Is that a fair word for this? I don't know if that's it anymore, but I've lost my like I'm just a regular guy thing with him anymore. I think that's out.
There's no way. I mean, you can't see, the King of Staten Island was like a multi-million dollar production, right? There were all, you know, Bill Burr's in that. There were all kinds of, yeah, I think Marissa Tomei was his mom, mm-hmm, I think, maybe in that movie. Like, you can't just be like, oh, you know, I'm just a regular old guy, you know, just making my way. You know, I do some stand-up, I do some improv. Like, no, like, you are a super, like, one of the 500 most famous people on earth, maybe. I you know, maybe something close to that. Like, there's no way he can play the regular guy card.
But he did for a while. I just don't think he could do that anymore. But interesting nonetheless. All right, coming up next, it's time for the Sports Grid 60, and then we got to get out of here. I'll be back at 2:00 Eastern. We will have our full complement of guests today on the show, Sporting News, Legal Sports Report on our Newswire show, the latest with everything happening in sports wagering around the country and abroad. Also, Dubs will be on the show. We'll talk a little golf with him as well. So
you ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Stay on the grid for that. And then tomorrow, Davis and I will be right back here previewing another team in the NFL. I believe we're doing the Buffalo Bills, if I'm not mistaken, tomorrow here on the show, or the Bengals, one of the B teams. We'll have that tomorrow here for you on Sports Grid. So stay with us. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Also, Kevin and Donnie coming your way at the top of the hour as well with the early line. And then I'll be back again at 2 o'clock Eastern. So plenty more to come here on the show as we wrap things up with the Sports Grid 60 right after this quick break. So stay with us as we return after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wrap things up today. Don't forget, we're back here at 2 o'clock Eastern for another edition of Newswire. Hope to see you then. But before we leave you on this Monday afternoon, let's turn it over to Davis. He's got today's Sports Grid 60.
So my Sports Grid 60 for today, unfortunately, reporting on a training camp injury, Rich Samini out at the New York Jets training camp reports that Mekhi Becton suffers an apparent injury to, unfortunately, his surgically repaired right knee. Remember, I think Becton only played like 80 snaps as a rookie, then tore his ACL, got that knee surgically repaired. He limped off to the locker room on that knee. And, you know, just kind of thinking about like, okay, what offenses can really be good for fantasy this year? Can you know, someone who might surprise us? I kind of thought the Jets were sort of interesting. Garrett Wilson, Elijah Moore, some year two improvement. They signed some veteran tight ends, but if Zach Wilson is under fire, because I could not name who the backup right tackle for the New York Jets is. So I am sending some hopes and prayers out there for Mekhi Becton. And we don't want these. We do not want to be doing injury updates all throughout training camp, Craig.
No, we don't. But that's part of it. Got to do it. Well, a phenomenon going on in Major League Baseball right now that we don't see that often, which is the New York Yankees trending down and the New York Mets trending up. That indeed is a rarity. Now, obviously, the Mets did get to the World Series several years ago and lost to Davis's Kansas City Royals. But to see what is happening right now, where there is some trouble in the Bronx and not as much in Queens, is something to behold. And I wonder if that carries over to the postseason, too. Is there a chance that the Mets have a better chance of winning the World Series than the Yankees at this point? I think you at least have to ask yourself that question, as the Mets have just been on an incredible roll this season with all their new ads, not to mention the best closer in baseball right now, Edwin Diaz, looks unhittable. That'll do it for the show today. Thanks to everybody watching. Of course, our friends at LTN and naturally our great graphics department as well. Also want to thank Andrew for producing the show today. And for my co-host, Davis Matic, I'm Craig Mish. I'm going to take a quick break for a couple hours, but I'll be right back here with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for another edition of Newswire. I'll see you then.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.